In order to win on the road, you have to play a complete game. And I thought we did some great things on defense. Anytime you're 0-for-3 in the red zone and you got a couple turnovers to their one, give up a couple big plays on special team, you're not going to win on the road. So that was disappointing. I had too many penalties as well. So I told our football team, what we'll have to do is get back this week and be tough on ourselves and get ready for the Bears.
Specific to the two big plays, the 90-yard kick return and the 88-yard return, what did you see, and just can you speak to how much that changed the game?
Well, that's what I was just saying. That's kind of the difference in winning and losing the game. You know, it's 14 points right there, and it's hard to overcome that. You know, our defense did a bunch of good things and kept them in check. But we had a penalty in the first play. We got them, you know, inside probably the 10, 15-yard line, and they got a kick over. And sometimes your team's a little bit tired, and we didn't step up, and they did.
A game like that happens with those two returns and the number of penalties you had on special teams. Will you spend more time this week kind of watching over that area, or would that be an overreaction?
Oh, no, there will be a lot of emphasis in our special teams area. Anytime you have a game like that, there will be a lot of attention to detail this week in that area.
Had a couple fourth and short scenarios inside the red zone. Did you give any thought to going for those?
Oh, yeah. You always do. You always do. You give a thought and you make a decision. If it was 1 yard, I probably would have went for it. I thought at that time in the game that was the right thing to do. You know, now that you look back to the way the game went, you can always second guess yourself. But I'm usually one that leads on the side of going for it. And if I don't, it's usually for at least reasons that I think give you the best chance to win when we made that decision.
Mike, did you see?
At the end of the first half, you had to take a pass to Jordan. You had two timeouts. You opted not to take one after that play. Can you go through the thought process as well?
Sure. What we're trying to do, first of all, it was 3rd-and-7. And then once we completed it, we had plenty of time. We had two timeouts. What you want to be able to do is have, you know, 2 or 3 plays that you can run, and that's what we did. The unfortunate thing that was incomplete, that's where you usually use your timeout. So if we would have completed those pass plays, we'd use a timeout, and we would have been in excellent field position. But when you go 1st down incomplete, 2nd down incomplete, 3rd down incomplete, it's you don't need to use those timeouts. In fact, just the opposite and the other with the situation, we decided we saw the defense, and we called a timeout so we'd have at least what we thought a better chance to get in better field position to kick the field goal.
On the fumble punt recovery that hit off the mm-hmm. Cowboy.
Yeah.
What was the explanation you got?
I can't figure it out. I don't think they could figure out.
Is it a rule that you can't shove someone into the football?
Pardon me?
Is it a rule that you can't block
No,
someone?
You can block somebody in the football if they're engaged. Sure, that's what you work on doing. Now, if the guy had nothing to do with it, where he was just there and we got the guy and threw him into it, that's different, but that wasn't the case, at least what I saw.
Is that a judgment call that you can't challenge him?
No, you can't challenge. In fact, one official makes it, and when he makes that call, there's nothing you can do about it.
Like, what did you think about your defensive performance, particularly against Romo in the passing game?
As I said, I thought they did an excellent job.
Robert tonight seemed a little bit more running, more mobile. Where do you think he was?
Yeah, I thought he, you know, you could see that he moved better. You could see that some of that speed's back. He made some, he made some big plays running the football. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, once you get back there, you got to let get that ball out of there very quickly. And, I can't, at this time, I wasn't in his shoes, so I can't tell you exactly what he was thinking. But, that's part of being a quarterback, you know, taking a look at it. And next time in the same situation, maybe it would have been different. But that's part of the reps that you normally get, and especially with a young quarterback.
You were in a pretty low situation last year, obviously, 3-6. You're here again now, 1-4. What's the message to the team? Obviously, you can't count on that kind of comeback. But what do you tell them about where you're at?
All you got to do is concentrate on your next practice and, you know, try to get better. That's all you can do. You know, you got guys, perseverance. You know, you got to have guys that work, believe in themselves. And to have our defense come out and play the way they did was pretty encouraging against an excellent football team, that offense that's been playing pretty good. And so we got to get the other two phases along with our defense. We've made some strides over the last 3 games, and hopefully we can continue to do that on defense and pick up our play on offense and special teams.
In
Injury updates, Keel, Sundberg, Emerson?
I really don't know at this time, you know, exactly how serious it is. But as soon as I do know, I'll let you know. But they are banged up, going to go back in the game. Emerson was a concussion. Keel, you know, it's a knee. So is Sundberg.
Any idea on the starting?
Not at this time.